AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. The nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, expects the FDA to approve coronavirus booster shots for some people.
Imminently, they're going to get the approval.
Fauci tells NBC's Today Show, at least for now, researchers do not believe other vaccinated people need a booster, but they're studying the numbers.
And if the data show, in fact, that the degree of protection has gone down below a critical level, that's when you're going to be hearing about the implementation of boosters.
In the long run, Fauci says it's inevitable everybody will need a booster.
No vaccine, at least not within this category, is going to have an indefinite amount of protection.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, says the number of COVID-19 cases continues to climb in this country.
Our seven-day average is about 113,000 cases per day, and this represents an increase of nearly 24% from the prior seven-day average.
Over the past week, the Taliban has expanded its control to two-thirds of Afghanistan, including a third of the country's provincial capitals, including Herat, the nation's third largest city. They're also drawing nearer the national capital, Kabul. Afghan military has seemingly disintegrated during the onslaught. Seth Jones, senior vice president at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says the Afghan government and military feel abandoned by their allies.
For me, it's not an issue of training, it's not an issue of equipment. This is a decimation of morale because they've been abandoned by not just the U.S. and its military, but the Europeans, which have also left.
On Wall Street, the Dow is down 32. The NASDAQ has gained 27. This is AP News. Under the rules of the Texas State Senate, Democrat Carol Alvarado had to remain standing and speaking without bathroom breaks during her 15-hour filibuster against the Republican majority's bill to tighten voting rights in the state. At the end, early this morning, Alvarado asked a series of questions, including, what's wrong with 24-hour voting? Why can't we have expanded voting hours for the people who have to work late? Where is all the so-called fraud? The Senate then passed the measure. The Texas House remains out of session as Democrats refuse to attend. London Metropolitan Police Commissioner Cressida Dick says investigators are working with prosecutors, reviewing files, but not opening an investigation of Britain's Prince Andrew, who faces sexual assault allegations in a U.S. lawsuit.
We will, of course, again review our position.
Dick says London police, working with prosecutors, had already reviewed the case twice before one of the convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein's longtime accuser sued Andrew in a U.S. federal court this week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.